The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 22 June 2020. And in studio today, I have Desi Andrews. We'll get into why she is here. And folks, start sharpening your knives out there, because it's time to go to work and cut up these people that are claiming to have authority, and they ain't got the authority. We'll get into that. And if you want a fuller background on what Governor Newsom has done in California and the pushback there, I would suggest you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. There is an hour presentation up there, and it's done from a lady out, as I say, in California. And you know what? I think last Thursday, the governor decided that he wanted everybody to wear a mask again. Well, I got news for you folks out there. The governor can't order the individual to do squat. It's not lawful. It hasn't been run through the legislature. Every state, as well as the federal government, is supposed to have its three branches. And the courts are supposed to check the legislative when they get out of line. Fat chance on that. Because they're dumber than dumb when it comes to what's really lawful or whatever. But isn't it amazing that your talking heads on TV that deliver the news, so-called news, they're all lawyers and very few of them have journalism degrees. And, of course, our wonderful Congress critters, they're just told when they get into town, yeah, we'll walk you through everything. We'll show you how it's done here in Washington, D.C. And these people, most of them lawyers. Gee, I wonder why. I showed Desi my 1860 pocket constitution, where it has the original 13th Amendment in it that, well, conveniently got forgot about when we had this so-called...
Written over is what they call it.
Written over, yeah.
Restructured.
You're not supposed to talk till I introduce you. Okay. But that's okay. I know you got a lot to say. And I'm talking way too much.
No, go ahead.
No, we need to get down to the nitty-gritty. The point here is, folks, that we're having people running around giving us orders, telling business owners that they must follow these procedures, and none of this is legal or constitutional, okay? And what Desi is going to be doing here is she's filing a racketeering lawsuit against the governor, the mayor of Austin. You know, keep it weird. Yeah, do you think it's gotten weird enough? And also Judge Eckert. And now Desi... Andrews, I've known you for a lot of years.
A lot of years.
And I have known you to be meticulous, dogged in your pursuit. You are a woman that if somebody tells you no, you just look at them quizzically, and I don't know what that word means. And then you just keep plugging away. You've been doing this for a lot of years, and you've gotten to know the court system rather well.
What court system?
Yeah. From your perspective, what is the system we have in place?
When FDR took over, he implemented what Woodrow Wilson had wanted, which was they pushed for progressive They wanted a progressive, whatever they are, agenda. And they determined that the Constitution was too binding on the government, and they couldn't have the foresight and the wherewithal to do what the things they wanted to do in the government under the Constitution. So they created agencies. How many agencies do you think we have, John?
Federal? All of them of which are unconstitutional? I don't know, maybe 50, 100 agencies?
Well, agencies make their own laws, rules, and regulations. And once upon a time, after Hawaii and Alaska came in, we had 51 legislative bodies. We had the 50 states and the Congress. So we had 51 bodies that could lawfully make laws. Currently, we have close to 1,700.
1,700 agencies.
You have to minus the 51.
Oh, okay. 1,650.
A lot. That make their own laws. They're lawmaking bodies. And because they're rules and regulations, it's all administrative. We've been ruled administratively since the 30s. It's all administrative. And we have no, what you would term as, what people, I hear that word all the time, justice, and I just look at people like.
You even know
that's been restructured.
Yeah. Can you even spell justice?
So there's nothing for us. There's nothing for us in the courts. And, of course, they have a monopoly called the bar, and it's a monopoly. And the solution to everything is go get an attorney. Or when I hear people say, I'm going to sue, I just think, you have no clue what that even means. I sued this is 2 weeks old now. I sued Governor Abbott, the Travis County judge over the commissioner's court, and Steve Adler, the alleged mayor of, well, he is the mayor of Austin.
Well, I don't see the funny thing about Austin, Desi, is it's so screwed up. And Texas landmass, it's pretty big. But when I think of Austin, Texas, I don't think of Austin as being the county seat. Or I'm sorry, the capital.
It's the county
of
seat. it is the county seat.
But I don't think of it as being the capital.
Why?
The politics are so screwed up. I years ago I termed them after the movie Moscow on the Hudson. This is little Moscow on the on Lady Bird Lake or whatever.
Yeah, but I think you'll find that in every capital in this country. Greed, banks, the World Bank took over so long ago. That's who we say our prayers to. That's who we ask for forgiveness.
Well, now I'm asking to get down on bended knee to, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They took over a long time ago.
You know, Desi, I've known you for a lot of years, and I've never seen you bend to anybody, and I hope you've noticed I've never done it either. I bend my knee to no man.
I don't know why you don't bend your knee, but I read the Declaration of Independence every night when I was a teenager, and it told me that I'm free, and I always have been. And it told me if I don't like something, I say, I don't consent. And they have to force us into this mold that they've done for us.
See, that's where the problem arises. When they're illegal and then they demand things of you, that puts you in a position to do one of two things, either fight them or capitulate. Now, fighting them, that takes on different connotation for different people, and it depends on how hard the state presses you. But up to and including prison, and people are looking to go, stop. I've harmed nobody. I'm a free man on the free land, and please stop bothering me. That doesn't help.
Well, I'm over the phase where I just wanted to be left alone because...
they don't leave you alone.
Well, no, there's no leave alone. There's only capitulation to a lesser god. And I can't. This is my country. I love this country. I love the documents that formed this country. I love the men that did it. Now, those young men who did they do this? It had never been done before in the world, and they went outside the box and made us a free world. But we had to hold it. That was the concession. We had to keep it. We had to fight for our liberty and fight for the republic.
Now you would think, Desi, that would be, you know, all things being equal, If the government, by the way, I love my country as well. It's my government I fear.
It's your country you love, is the government.
Yeah. When the government goons come out with loaded guns, watch out. Katie, bar the door. Last week I mentioned on the program that they were trying to burn a statue of Thomas Jefferson. And I said, folks, hang on. Next they're going to try to pull down Washington. And lo and behold, they did exactly that.
There went George, right to the curb.
This is not about racism. This isn't about inequality. This is a communist takeover. It is destroying our heritage in this country. It's literally destroying our history. And, you know, somebody's political opinion on that, good, bad, or indifferent, it's history. You don't erase the history by trying to tear it up and throw it in the waste can.
If you want a new history, make your own history, but leave the one that's already there in place because it happened.
But see, they can't do that. Juxtaposed of what they're doing now versus what we were yesterday and still are in many people's minds and by the very documents that founded this country. And by the way, I am in agreement with you about the Founding Fathers being brilliant and thinking out of the box. For years and years and years, Desi, I've gone toe-to-toe with people going, well, that was an inside job. The founders specifically did this not to make people free. And I just go off the rails on these people. I mean, I absolutely do. And then you try to tell them how you have been done out, at least from the standpoint of the federal government, how you've been done out of your God-given inalienable rights and their claiming authority. They did this incrementally. They did it in steps. It wasn't overnight. All of a sudden, we got a brand new government. Hey, people, you're missing something here. Here's the new law. This was to be the country of countries, and it proved to be that people could use their ingenuity, use their minds, use their labor, use their efforts to build something better, and they did. God almighty, did they. You know, we've got an anniversary coming up here. What, 244 years?
A lot.
That 244 years... I know three people right now that are 90 years old. Stack those people up. These three people have been alive longer put together than this country existed. We are still in our infancy. But that wasn't good enough. The communists have always wanted to smash America.
You know, I know that your fear is communism, but...
But that's the guise in which they're doing
it. Well, we're already a communist nation. We've been taken over. But you look at the communist model. You study Marx. I have. I mean, I read German. Lenin, Marx, and Engels, and they created this utopia. But there's always first among equals because somebody has to run it. And that's where it always goes wrong. There's always somebody climbing to the top. The 1% are over the rest of y'all. They take all the money. They leave you in the ditch. And we've had the Soviet Union fell, and it was founded on communism, and it founded itself in 1914, if we were 13, one of those, as I remember. And it didn't work out. It just didn't work out because the people had finally had enough, and it crumbles. Anything that's without moral fiber eventually just eats itself up. It erodes it from within.
Because it's not really based on anything true.
I think you always have to bear in mind, just exactly like Tommy said it, that we are on the nature. We are under the laws of nature's. We have nature's laws and nature's God, and nature means men and women are equal. He really meant it when he said that we're all equal. We all have equal space. We should all be loved, and treated like we want to be treated, that's how we should treat people. But we always have somebody that's greedy and wants more of the pie. And we've allowed them to have it. They've taken it over. And they've been encouraged. Remember I told you I listened to that David Martin, who was so good, and he said, name the three people that were most influential in this century. And I thought, all around the world. And he named Harry White Dexter, Henry Morgenthau Jr., and John Maynard Keynes.
Wow.
And think about it. The World Bank owns the planet, and it's all their policy. I mean, remember the CIA? I was a CIA hitman. You know, he went around and took countries with the World Bank. We have been taken over by the World Bank. That's plain and simple.
Desi, I've been doing this for 30 years, And right out of the chute, I thought, okay, I'm a newbie here. I'm going to be getting into things. I don't quite understand everything that's going on or the mechanizations, how they put it together. But the one thing that popped out at me immediately was the banks. And it didn't take me too long to figure out who the global order of things were and how they were going to mandate and dictate, because they held the purse strings. I forget the guy's name that said, I don't give a damn who runs your country.
Well, and they give it out. It looks like money, and then they take it back. And they give it out, and they take it back. This has been going on. It started in the 30s. After the stock market crash, they started taking the land back. They called in all the loans. The people lost all their stuff. When the Department of Agriculture gives it up and lets these banks put it out, the banks make, no matter what, they make it where somebody can't pay off their house. And then they pull the house and take it. When they did that 2008 bailout, they could have paid off every single mortgage in this country for less than they gave the bankers for stealing from us. There's just something dead wrong here. I'm not quite sure what it is, John, but I think it stinks.
Well, and of course, Desi, you know, we'll get into the finer details of this case here, but I haven't spoken to you in so long, let alone have you in studio. This country is on its knees right now, and I call it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind.
But look at the rift it's made. Look, you took the fabric of the United States and you just absolutely tore it. And that's where we are right now. We're torn. What does that leave? It leaves a space. We have a finite amount of time to jump in there and fill that space with our republic. We have to be first to home base with our republic, because we can get it now. They have created an opportunity where we can get it. And I've been looking for this time to come for over 30 years. Well, hell, a lot longer than that. I'm 80 years old. You know, I mean, we have a chance here, John. I considered it a hopeful thing. And we can't sit around and whine. And listen, if we started talking about the wrongs, we could sit here until I turn 90.
Yeah, we wouldn't have enough days.
No. So what we have to do is we have to seize this opportunity to put Tommy's words back into motion. And we have to do that because people just never read the Declaration of Independence. They go around talking about Constitution. That isn't our document. That is the one that restricts them. We have nothing in that document. We have outside the Bill of Rights, which is to tell them that those are the rights of the rights they can't trample on.
Desi, I've always said it this way. The government does not grant life or death. They can cause death, but they can't grant life. They are not God. And we're constantly being told that it's the law. It's for the betterment of the people. We've got a lot of confused people out there of a couple of different generations because they haven't been schooled in what type of government we are, and more importantly, along with that knowledge, their responsibility in the game. How many times have you heard? To be a good citizen, you've got to register and you got to vote and you got to pay your taxes and you got to genuflect and do all that other stuff. The Bill of Rights is enumerated. It's a checklist for the government. That wasn't written for us because we already had the natural rights. That was listed by the government as guidelines. This is where you do not encroach. Here is very plainly spelled out, black and white. Here it is. Here's the law.
Well, it's like in courts, the judge will say, so are you telling me that you have constitutional rights? And people say, oh, yeah, well, you don't. But my son stood in court, and he said, I'm not talking about the Constitution. I stand. On the Declaration of Independence. And they have, trust me, John, when you bring up that baby, there's no feedback.
Well, and how are they going to touch that?
They can't.
More importantly, they don't want the argument on court of record. And what they're always afraid of, Desi, is somebody screwing up and setting precedent. You know, they just love their precedents as long as it helps their case, and it's generally, I'm here to take your life, your liberty, or your property. Sit down, shut up.
I am the law.
Yeah. Okay.
This is my courtroom, and
yeah.
I'm the law.
I'm the law. Let's take this break. Desi Andrews in studio today. You might have noticed that my sidekick is not here, Mr. Elkins. He's trying to pass a kidney stone the size of the RMS Titanic.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. You should have left the mics open, Mike, during the break. Because there was
open mic.
Yeah, there was some plain spoken language that you know, we cut out all the extraneous adjectives and all that other stuff. You know, I was talking to Desi someday. One day, was it this week? You told me somebody had called you a Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had.
Well, I the other side. I assume that's the Fed. I assume that's them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a
plan for the other.
I've had a friend for a very, very long time questioning somebody else I knew if I was a Fed. You know, you can call me anything you want. I don't care what colorful expletive adjective you come up with. I don't care. But call me a Fed, and I'm telling you what, I'm going to rip off your head, and I'm going to put something down your. Down that hole you got
on
your shoulders.
Well, it's just people taking cheap shots. When they don't have any education, they don't have any knowledge, and they're ignorant, they take cheap shots.
But I think they know exactly what they're doing, because to me, that's the worst insult that you can hand me.
Well, I just say, hey, is that as good as you've got? doesn't mean a thing to me because I'm not.
And where's the criticism coming from? Is this coming from the people?
Hatred, because they want to do what, you know, if I have a success, it really should have been his success, not mine. I mean, if anybody even understood how much I study, I mean, and nobody wants to pay that price, but they want to be able to have my brain.
Okay, so we have a race, and here comes the finish line, and I'm fifth, and you cross the line first, and because I should have been first?
Absolutely.
No, you lost. You didn't complete the task that you set out to.
We are in such a state, John, that nobody can congratulate another person. You know, I always tell people, you did a really good job. I play bridge online. And I'll tell her that you really played well. You know, everybody, it's amazing what it does when you give somebody a pat on the back and you say, I'm really proud of you. And nobody does that anymore.
Well, see, I don't do that around here because that's generally followed up. Well, if I do that good of a job, where's my pay raise? See, Mike wasn't listening to us.
We're all staring in there at you.
Yeah, he didn't have his speaker turned up, huh?
Well, why don't you pay me more? Well, why don't I make more? You know, let's not get into that philosophical debate. You know, we're all like cats on the wall.
Yeah, just hanging on for dear life. My God. You know, and in for the long haul, I mean, this is not an easy thing to do, is to fight, educate, do all of these things. And I put this network ahead of anything else, even personally in my life. And some people have told me I'm nuts for doing that, because it's your life. You only have one go around. Well, what if
it's your commitment.
Well, what if I do with my life something that I deem important? I don't think people have enough of the correct values in a correct order. And you just said the word commitment. What are they committed to? What are they committed to?
Well, most people aren't committed to anything. They're just trying to put one foot in front of the other and get through the day.
Right.
And that's not me. That's not you. So we just do what we do. I mean, that's it. You know, you said that you don't want to, the communist takeover.
Yeah.
I have to tell you something, John. I don't wear a mask. And what I'm afraid of is the burqa.
Fauci's sidekick? Oh, no, the burqa. Oh, no. I'm sorry, you're afraid of the burqa.
That's right.
Now, expound upon that, please.
Well, because if you're a student of history, you know it repeats itself. And the Roman Empire was the greatest nation on the earth. It was spread too thin, granted, because it took too many slaves in too many countries. But what brought it down? The stoppage at the ports. The Islamic world looked at that thing and said, we're going to take over. And they did, because they saw where the vulnerable parts were, and they were all right there in the ports on the Mediterranean. And they went in and they stopped all the food supply into the countries. And they took over. And it's happened once. It can happen again. And these people, you talk about commitment. That's who's after us.
Well, they've been committed for a long time.
Yeah, and look at them.
Well, now, you know, we said this years ago, and I don't think this is registering with people, Desi. We said that the beast will pull its mask off and it will reveal itself. You know, I mean, this iron boot on your face, you know, the velvet glove deal, I don't care what you call it. We are now starting to see exactly what we're up against. And these people are lawless. They're internationalist. They're globalist. They're all of the aforementioned over the years.
And well-funded.
And, well, why are they well-funded? Because they control and created the money system. And they went out there and got the real stuff of the planet with it.
I think they're in league with other people right now. And, you know, we can't even talk about this honestly in an open show because I'll be called anti-Islam, anti-Semitic. You name it, we're the anti because we... We talk the truth. The truth is, this is the United States of America, founded in the 1700s, and we have documents that control this government and its people, and they don't anymore because somebody's taking them over, and we need to get them back.
Well, when we get back, I want to talk about your lawsuit, and very fascinating here. You're going after them for racketeering, and they are kind of the installed terrorist. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back. There I am. Desi, during the break, we were talking about Sharia law. And this Raz guy, Raz from Chaz, it's funny in an iconic sort of way to see somebody aided and abetted by a mayor of a major city in this country, allowing Raz from Chaz here, the Black Lives Matter warlord, he's a Muslim, walks around with an AK-47, got grants from...
Well, he may call himself a Muslim, but...
Yeah.
He's not exactly Muhammad Ali, is he?
Well, he looks... I'll tell you who he looks like. Who was that fighter that bit the ear off another guy?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. He looks like Mike Tyson on a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is not a pretty human being. But what I've noticed, and when the Sharia law argument pops up, I always take a look at who would enjoy that argument. And that's our friends that are really behind the globalist movement. And I have a tendency to play that down or reject it outright, because I don't want this conversation going anyplace else except where it needs to be directed to. They have put up many enemies to us, and I get that. If you want to win a campaign, you've got to wage the battles to win the war. I get that. But really? Sharia law? Haven't we adopted communist law? Haven't we adopted banker law?
You do away with the police, and you have your neighborhood get-togethers. They can have any law in their neighborhood they want.
Well, you know what I said to the Round Rock police last week, Des? I was talking to three of them in a gas station. I said, you know, I'm with these people that want to do away with the police departments. Now, you can imagine the reaction I got. And I said, it's okay, though. If you really want to become a peace officer, the minute the police department is disbanded here in Round Rock, I want you to go over to the county sheriff's department, get an application, and let's get you under a constitutional.
Yeah, a real peace officer.
Real peace officers. And I said, you know what? I said, the respect would be restored, because you people wouldn't be running around carte blanche from a guy wearing four stars on his epaulets, on his uniform, that was appointed, and you got general whatever, that doesn't have to follow the Constitution. All he has to do is follow the law. Okay, whatever the hell that means.
Well, in my Constitution, it says in Article 6 that the Constitution, and there are four organic documents, the Constitution and the laws that are made in subject thereto, are the supreme law of the land. To me, that's the law. Still is. It's not upheld, but it still is.
Well, there have been many things. And you mentioned the Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the banker's choice of New York for presidency. God, that he was in for two terms, going for a third term. And I don't say this, folks, out of meanness, but thank God the guy died.
In his fourth term.
In his fourth term, exactly. What a reign after the intentional destruction of the economy back in the 20s.
You know, that statue of George Washington they just tore down. George Washington was a good president. He was exactly what this country needed at the time. We still had a lot of unrest and division, and George Washington was good. He stood 6'4". A big presence really, really has an effect as well. And he was a good president, and they idolized him. A lot of those guys did, and they want him to continue to be president. And he said, "We gave up a monarchy."
Yeah.
He didn't want to run the second time. He only wanted to be there until the country got settled and got used to its new role, and he didn't want that job, and he refused to be a monarch. We got. I said, you got the governor that comes out on April 13th, and he says, he makes a declaration of a disaster. Okay, that triggers federal funds. That's the reason for that. Declaration of a disaster. He didn't call it an emergency. He called it a disaster. Now, normally, when you have a disaster, the hurricane just hit on Houston. You got all those people underwater,
right,
swimming. You got all those buildings down, and then the federal funds come in,
right,
to repair what has been done.
Right.
Do you know what had been done to declare a disaster in Texas on April 13th of this year? 30, count them, 30 Texans were ill as a result of coronavirus, because coronavirus is the virus, COVID-19 is the illness. 30 Texans were ill, and oh, golly, oh, shucks, 50 Texans had been tested, but the tests were pending and they hadn't come back yet.
Well, in the testing that they were doing,
we know it doesn't work. It's a lie. It's a scam. But he closes down a state of 29 million people. He calls it a disaster because 30 people have a severe cold. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't even fathom that. I can't even, there's no rationale anywhere for that.
But let's look at the structure that maybe led him to believe that he had the power to do this.
Yeah, he believed that the Imperial College baloney.
Well, okay, but let's look at the governor. What is his first and foremost duty? And that's to oversee the agencies and the department of the state. He cannot make up law.
He's the executive.
He's an executive. He cannot create, he cannot mandate. If there is any law, now, and I want to get into this because this is important for people to understand. And it's becoming apparent to people that the more socialistic bent come to us, we're the government, we're here to help you. Don't worry, we're going to try to rob and steal from everybody else to satisfy you. I give you Michigan, for example. Abbott, doing what he was doing, I lost all respect for Abbott, all of it. And I don't give a damn what good he's done since he was in office.
Because there were two governors at the time that ignored the bulletin, the memo.
But this has got to be based in law. The point is the governor can't decree that this is now law and you've got to follow it.
We have so many of these aversions, insanities. Really, nobody can declare emergency. I mean, you know, these guys have been making executive orders and saying they're in charge for this and that and the other thing all along. And they really don't have the power to do that unless we're in a time of war.
Right.
So what does that tell you?
We're still on a war footing.
Yeah. And Philip Bobbitt, who writes these marvelous books, calls it the Long War. It started in 1913 for us. And he's been an advisor at the White House. And he's a wonderful, wonderful author. But for 30 people who have a serious cold, he declares a disaster. Because again, I remind you, that starts the clock, the flood of money into Texas.
Yeah.
Now, the next day, Sarah Eckhart, who is the Travis County judge, she, and I really liked Sam Bisco when he was the judge. And I mean, I saw Sam a lot. And I'd go to him to try to get a habeas signed, and he'd say, no, I can't do that. And I said, but technically you're a judge that it says that you can, a magistrate. And he said, no. I said, well, what is it you do? And he said, I oversee the budget for Travis County. I oversee the budget for Travis County. Period. That's what they do in the commissioner's court. They oversee the budget and policies and procedures for Travis County.
Okay.
So she comes out on the 14th, and she makes an order, man. Abbott on the 13th made a hint of a suggestion. He was really careful with his language. And she wasn't. She made orders. And then she puts him in the public record in the clerk's thing, 31 pages, and then 31 pages of orders.
But that's just a point, that these people cannot issue these orders. They're not lawful because they haven't been done in the legislature. This is not
really?
Law.
But what happened when they implemented agencies instead of the Constitution?
Well, we have what we see today. I get that. But what I'm saying...
No, they do not have the authority to do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely
Thank you.
Not.
Thank you.
No, they have to cry. It's a political stand. Oh my gosh, I've got a deal, so I can go out and orate in public now and beat my chest and be somebody because I've got a cause. So she writes all these orders. And then a couple of days later, our wonderful mayor writes his orders. His is only 24 pages instead of 31, but he writes his orders. And every one of them are draconian in the last. It's not that we suggest that you stay in your houses. We suggest that you... Do you know what social contact... Do you know what that baloney is? It's a CIA tactic that was 50 years old. The CIA came up with distancing people like prisoners and people they had in custody because it destroys the mind, the body, and the will of the people who are social distanced. That's what it does. It's the same as solitary confinement.
Only this is
it's
worse.
A CIA
it's just not
a tactic.
This is even worse because life is going on around you like on a big movie screen and you can't interact.
But life isn't going on around you because we decided to shut the doors on the life around you.
Well, you're talking about the life. I'm talking about the difference between being in total isolation, solitary.
Yeah.
All the stimulus is removed. You don't even get to view it.
Oh, yeah, you got those people on the television that you can watch and you're desolate.
No, not in solitary confinement, you can't.
Well, I mean, but they're solitary confined to their houses and
right.
They can watch all of Fox News and whatever
all the
it is
propaganda you can swallow.
And I mean, we never give up on that. I had to stop turning on the radio when I drove around because I normally listen to NPR. I mean, I realized, well, I'm sorry, but it's where I get my news because I don't get out a lot and I only look at the internet otherwise. But, you know, it always entertained me when I heard people talking when I drove around, and I can't bear it anymore. How many coronavirus stories can you listen to?
Well, and what are they back on right now? Okay, well, we still have rioting. We still, folks, you know the situation going on out there.
But they're not getting sick.
No, they're not. And all the people that showed up at the Trump rally, I didn't see them with a lot of mask on either. But the point is, Desi, I want to make sure that people understand this. These governors, these mayors, the county judge, I don't care who it is. What they're doing is not lawful. They do not have the power to do this.
No, they do not. But you know what they do have? Immunity.
Oh, God, here we go. I was talking about immunity last week. Why do police have immunity?
Oh, the police only have a fraction of the immunity that these other dudes have. I mean, they got the immunity. They got the sovereign. They got the qualified. I've even seen attorney immunity pleaded in a case.
Wait a minute. Excuse my naivete here, but I always thought if you swore to uphold and defend the Constitution...
They didn't.
Okay, you're not going to let me get out of a complete sentence, are you? So I can move on with a thought.
Go ahead.
No, it's too late now. It's gone.
That's exactly what's happening.
Right.
Because the courts have made law for so long, there's nothing in the statutes that gives anybody immunity.
All right, so what are we sitting here doing? What are we telling the people here what their construct, what they've done? I'm interested to find out what the hell we can do about it before I have to pick up a rifle and try to physically take it back.
I'll tell you what you can do about it. That we have those people claim immunity, they return. I just got an answer to my brief from Ken Paxton, because and hello, Ken. Anybody who's listening, this is my strategy. I haven't even opened it yet because I can't sit down and write an answer to it, which I'll probably do about Wednesday. But he's Greg Abbott's attorney. These people can be sued with impunity. They don't have to give it. It doesn't cost them anything. They go on with their lives. Nothing happens. The government attorneys.
Well, okay. So let me finish my point that I was trying to get out before. You take a public office. Now, to placate the plebs out there, whoever, okay, I protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the whole mission of that was to make a public statement in the light of day, in affirmation, right hand up, left hand on the Bible, you're swearing to the God of the universe that you're going to perform your function in a constitutional manner. And then you turn around and you void that by conducting yourself then, let's say, less than constitutional manner. And we have nothing. They have immunity against us telling them, you're violating your oath of office.
Yep.
You need to get the hell out because you're not fit to represent anything.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's what they do. I've seen him get away with it. I had a judge throw me in jail. I'd never done anything, never committed a crime. He put me in jail on a bogus capias. He charged $25,000 cash bond, which is more than a murderer pays because that's equivalent to $250,000. I couldn't get out without a cash bond. When I tried to get the bond back, he stole it. When I sued him, I was in front of a district judge, Suzanne Covington, and she said, I'm sorry, Ms. Andrews, but I don't agree with what he did, but he has absolute immunity.
Granted to them by whom? What mechanism gives
judges.
Them... Judges. No, what mechanism gives them immunity?
Judges.
I'll say again. You need me to repeat it again?
That's where it comes from. That's the
problem. Where the hell did they get it? They pulled this out of their rectum or
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
So, okay, so it should be just... an easy thing to walk in court, say the right words, wave the constitutional magic wand, and it's over and done with. You people don't have immunity. It was self-declared. Go to hell. Why can't we do that?
Because we have to go to court to make it stand up, and there's a judge on the bench. It's self-perpetuating immunity. And I went into this lawsuit knowing that the answer would be they have immunity. A, if you're a government officer, you only have immunity as far as it extends within the scope of your office. Didn't I hear you say that they couldn't make an executive order? Huh.
There are three branches of government. And what we have is one branch going, we can do whatever the hell we want, and you people, you can go to hell.
But when we went to administrative law in the 30s and we only have agencies, there is no checks and balances. That's what we have to fight to get back, John. We have a long way to go to get this country back on track. There is no check and balance.
Well, that seems to be a problem.
So, that's why I say we have this opportunity to step in.
Yeah, I know. The void needs to be filled.
And initiate checks and balances again, because, yes, it's a problem.
Okay, that's a good feeling to me that we need to fill the void with us. And blah,
but
blah,
let
blah.
Me tell you how that works.
Okay, go.
Because I haven't even opened Paxton's plea to, you know, get out of here, you snotty little lady, because our governor, well, there's a little thing in the Texas government code that says it's not enough to be elected. It's not enough to get a certificate. You have to get the proper documents before you can actually qualify to be a de jure officer. And when you come back, I'll explain to you the problem with that for them.
Please do.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a commander lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Bessie, I want to get into this lawsuit. What is the lawsuit? It's racketeering, but what are your contentions in this lawsuit?
802 of the Patriot Act says that anybody who foments the people, in other words, terrorizes the people, has committed a violation under the Terrorist Act, under the Patriot Act. You know, they wrote that months before 9/11, so it could nail us. They could get us with it. But the problem with this, their strategies is, it always turns, and when you hold the mirror up to them, you've got something for them to be charged with. So they never think that this is going to come and fall on them. I charge them with domestic terrorism. They use the wires and the media to terrorize the people of Texas. You know, I didn't realize how frightened these people are.
Oh.
They're scared to death.
Yes, they are.
They're afraid of dying when the death rate is only the normal flu rate. They give out death numbers. Oh, two more died today, six more died here. It still is at the average of the normal flu deaths every year.
Well, and this plandemic, we've done the background and the research on this. This is planned out 2 years before.
Oh, yeah.
We had this pandemic that hit.
It's all, you know, I don't even know what it's for. I don't know what it's about. I don't know what
it's about. Control. And now,
like they didn't have it before?
Oh, no, not completely, because look at what national health care would have given them. And, okay, are you going to violate the government, what we're telling you about coronavirus?
Let's just call it the big C. Let it replace cancer.
Well, yeah, and Desi, so, okay, using their own law, you're going to be charging that they're involved in the domestic terrorism. Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you pull up me the Funkin' Wagnalls exact definition of terrorism?
No, it's from the Patriot Act, 802, Section 802. Pull that up instead, because it's redefined with the Patriot Act.
Excuse me. I want the definition of terrorism, okay. And then we can get that.
Okay.
Yeah, because this is what they claimed was terrorism, to create or foment political change.
Unrest.
And your object is
political. What the hell do we have here?
Well, if the...
It took me a long time to realize that these people aren't just good little slaves who put their masks on. They are terrified. And I can't believe, because I don't feel that kind of, I don't feel that fear. And they're terrified.
And it does no good to walk around calling them stupid, because...
No, because they're terrified.
What has happened here? Okay. And I want people to listen to this network to know the difference. These people are not listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. They're not listening to people that have studied and understand the law. They're not,
Or the science.
They're not listening to this because they're too busy out there. And what did Fox News today do? Oh, we're right back into the COVID crap.
Oh, they're fomenting it up. Well, what proof do you have that that isn't causing we have a greater outbreak of this right now? Because nobody was allowed to have natural immunity among the people.
Well, and what
evidence do you have? So you see, when you go into something and you try an experiment and you don't have a qualified study, you're in trouble.
I feel that we've only put a dent in this.
Well, they can't prove that it's not caused from quarantining.
But we'll step outside of our role as governor, as mayors, and we'll just make declarations and issue orders. But here's the thing. You look at all of these, it's not based on law. There
really?
Is, really.
Gosh, I wonder why I sued him.
There's 80-year-old sarcasm that is well-aimed, folks. It is a hell of a weapon. All right, let's take the top of the hour break. When we get back, I want to get into the lawsuit, and then we'll take calls as well.
Okay.
Folks, this is in our backyard. Our fight is right at our doorstep. Let's start fighting it, okay?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.